Two new dark comedies about love and revenge open in movie theaters this weekend. Critic Owen Gleiberman has a review of She-Devil and The War of the Roses.
Even when he steps behind the camera, you can tell Danny DeVito is one of the shortest men in Hollywood. He directs movies like someone who spent his life working to get your attention. DeVito's first effort, Throw Mama from the Train, was so full of loud acting and go-for-the-throat camera angles, I could barely sit through it. But The War of the Roses is another story. This very dark farce about a marriage that goes to hell has been made in that same high decibel DeVito style. Yet it's also a weirdly honest and perceptive send-up of the way marital affection can gradually turn to hatred. Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner play the roses. He's a rising young lawyer, and she's a romantic who'll follow him anywhere. They're in love, all right, yet the recipe for disaster is there. You can see it in the subtle ruthlessness behind Douglas's pursuit of the good life, and in Turner's obsessive eagerness to please him. Slowly but surely, their petty differences escalate into full-blown psychological warfare. Then the war turns violent.
When I watch you eat, when I see you asleep, when I look at you lately, I just want to smash your face in.
Come on. Smash my face. Come on. You want to smash my face?
What's juicy about The War of the Roses is the way it taps the sadistic undercurrents of divorce. This gleefully vicious movie understands that even when the partners in a marriage want to kill each other, their hostility is every bit as intimate as their love. The film is relentless, and its atmosphere of comic violence peaks a little too early. But this isn't your typical case of Hollywood overstatement. Relentlessness is what The War of the Roses is about. Danny DeVito has come up with a real screwball triumph here, a cynical slapstick version of Scenes from a Marriage. As it happens, there's another comedy of vengeance out this week. Only this one is a limp disaster. Susan Seidelman's She-Devil, which is based on a celebrated novel by the British author Faye Weldon, tells the story of a rather lopsided romantic triangle. Schlubby housewife Roseanne Barr is married to lecherous accountant Ed Begley Jr. At a cocktail party, the two run into Mary Fisher, played by Meryl Streep, a self-infatuated romance novelist who commences an affair with Begley.
What are you doing?
Oh, Bob, look, I just spilled my wine on the famous author Mary Fisher.
I've read all of your books.
That's very nice.
Ruth, why don't you go get some salt and some Perrier to remove the stain? Hurry, honey, hurry.
Salt and Perrier, a man familiar with a woman's domain. I like that.
No, it's just that my wife's always spilling things. She's a bit clumsy.
That's your wife? It's too bad.
Yeah.
Streep is bound to win praise here for letting her hair down. Yet I think I would have enjoyed her performance more if every campy swoon weren't calculated to make you applaud how unseriously she can take herself. That's true of the entire movie, which plays like a feature-length episode of Love American Style. As always, Seidelman's specialty is turning everything into a coy put-on. There's something smug in that, as though she thought she were above playing a story straight. And what a story! Barr's revenge scheme, which involves an entire army of sister housewives, is so contrived and complicated, you have to keep reminding yourself what it is exactly she's up to. A comedy like The War of the Roses gives us the thrill of revenge, and then shows us the price. In She-Devil, all you get is the mechanics.
Owen Gleiberman is a Boston-based writer and critic.